Hi, everyone. This is Aaron, and you are listening to Walnut Notes. I'm here with our brother, Gabe Lee. And Gabe, it was just announced that you are now an intern at our church. So, Gabe, I wanted to ask you, how did God call you to ministry? And what is that going to look like for you at our church going forward?
I first felt the call to ministry in college. I wrestled with this calling for years, always wondering if I'll be content with holding a secular job and serving the church at the same time. Now, there were times of contentment, but over time, the burden to preach and minister the word of God to people kept growing inside of me. If there's one lesson out of this, it is that the test of time will reveal the intentions of a man's heart, and my heart wanted to preach and counsel others. When I first decided to go to seminary, I actually didn't care to ask for an internship position at FCBC. I was already serving in various places, and I wanted to stay working part-time. And so as I went to seminary, I felt like I didn't need a title. I just wanted to keep teaching and serving, but after talking to pastors, one reason compelled me to change my mind about this. And that reason is this. As an intern, the whole church will be involved in my journey through seminary. The church will be encouraging me, affirming me as I keep on learning. And becoming a pastor, I learned it's not a path that I take on my own. It's a path that requires the backing of a local church. And so as I aspire to shepherd others, I realize the weight that comes with having a title of a pastor. Pastors, they cannot hide. They are the public face of their ministries. And as an intern, I need to learn how to be comfortable with that public recognition and how to minister well to others with humility alongside with the rest of the church. And so, by God's grace, I applied for the intern position, and the pastors affirmed my calling, and I am overjoyed to be serving at FCBC Wana in this way. And honestly, as I become an intern, as I serve here as an intern, I don't think my role and functionality really changes because I have this title. I still plan on serving in the college group, still plan on being on mission board, still plan on helping out worship, still want to be a part of the young adult group. Honestly, the only difference is that now the church is journeying with me as I train to become a future minister of God.
Thanks, Gabe, and thank you everyone for listening. Gabe has been a crucial component in spreading our sermons via podcast. Gabe recently preached a New Year devotion in TURF, our college fellowship. I'll put that link in our show notes, where it's hosted with the rest of our sermon archive at youtube.com/FCBCWalnut. Thanks. See you soon.